The Winter Laird, Mists of Fate, Book 1, written by Nancy Scanlon and read by Jane Jacobs.
Chapter 1. Brianna O'Rourke carefully adjusted the elbow-length veil. She smoothed the ribbon-lined edges into place, then blew out a shaky breath. Taking a final, critical look in the mirror, Bree felt a flash of triumph overcome her nerves. This moment was almost 2 years in the making. A difficult courtship almost failed at the last moment, mostly because of one partner's inability to commit, threatening their happily ever after. Brianna redoubled her efforts, giving the relationship the lion's share of her time. Late nights, early mornings, frantic phone calls, and in the end, it worked out. It always did, she thought proudly. She met Kristen's clear gaze in the mirror. You made it. I did, her client said dreamily. You look lovely. Brianna smoothed her hand over the veil again, drawing a smile from Kristen Bouchemont, her most difficult client to date. I hope Justin thinks so. I can't believe I found my soulmate. And it's all thanks to you, Kristen said softly. I wish I'd listened to you sooner. I would have been married a year already. Justin would wait an eternity for you. Brianna infused just the right amount of happiness before switching back to professionalism. But let's not make him wait any longer, okay? Kristen laughed, a sound Bree was more than happy to hear after the panicked phone calls just the week before, when Kristen decided she couldn't possibly love Justin as much as he did her, and how did one go about breaking off an engagement as high profile as theirs? 2 years ago, Boston's most talked-about socialite and only daughter of the state senator waltzed into Bree's then-up-and-coming matchmaking service, Celtic Connections. Kristen presented Brianna with a massive challenge. Take a list of must-have husband qualities and find Kristen the perfect husband before her father ran in the next presidential election. The husband qualities included old wealth, politics, good looks, more than 2 estates, preferably on both coasts, no false teeth, limited use of hair product, and family ties to oil. Well, I think it's safe to say that your company's 100% success rate holds true. Brianna stepped back to let the wedding planner fuss with Kristen's earrings and allowed herself a true smile. I'm happy to agree with you. Celtic Connections was now Boston's most selective and successful matchmaking service. As they took on only a few select clients per year, they could dedicate a significant amount of time and resources to finding the perfect match. And Brianna O'Rourke always found the perfect match. Kristen's match, Justin, had exactly what Bree knew she needed, a level-headed, easygoing personality and the patience of a saint. Kristen resisted, as his money was new and he hadn't any ties to politics, but in the end, love and common sense prevailed, and Justin, the CFO of a local banking chain without any ties to oil, but with a full set of natural teeth, stood ready for his bride. Brianna checked on him earlier in the afternoon when he was pacing and damning the fact that he agreed to a 3 o'clock wedding, wishing he had pushed for a brunch. Because we'd be married already, and I can't wait a minute longer. He burst out in frustration. Bree gave him her usual speech about how long he'd waited, that another 2 hours wasn't going to kill him, that Kristen was also dying to see him in the church. It was the same song and dance she played at each wedding she attended. Kristen and Justin were her 16th match, her 8th high-profile match, in 4 years. It's your turn now, Brianna, Kristen said suddenly, breaking into her thoughts. Bree smiled, a touch of practiced understanding in her gaze.